And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, before I go to the phones here, I got to just tell you, it's 4:24 p.m. Some of y'all are in go-home mode. You're getting the keys in hand. You can smell the barn, man. You're like, I got to get out of here. You're thinking, what am I doing for dinner? Let me just suggest to you, better than the usual drive-through, better than messing up the kitchen, maybe you might want to stop at Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations in our listening area, one out in Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. Now, it's coffee, Phil, and I don't want coffee for dinner. No, don't mistake this. Yes, they have award-winning coffees. Yes, they've got great dry roast. They can grind the beans fresh, light roast, medium roast, dark roast. They've also got amazing treat coffee, Charlene calls them, like the cappuccinos, the espressos, the lattes, but they've also got a menu that'll blow your socks off. I'm talking about you can have breakfast for dinner if you want to. You've got sandwiches, wraps, salads, all kinds of stuff. Great environment. Use their Wi-Fi. Hang out a bit. Read a book. Visit with friends. Or just get it to go. But Just Love Coffee Cafe is not your usual food stop. It is worth the time. Hughes Road in Madison. South Parkway in Huntsville. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio, too. I'd appreciate it. Hey, I got to read. Right before I go to this phone call, I got to read my daughter's text. My own daughter texted me. And with regards to the idea that there might be this whole, well, you can reverse the medication effects. I mean, you can give them hormone treatments now. They can reverse it. Well, she points out, she says, if they want to be able to reverse it in case the kids might change their minds later on in life, then they have just invalidated their own argument that they are mature enough to make these decisions now and know what's best for them. What a great point. Then she says, if we don't speak up, that we're no better than those that didn't speak up against the Holocaust as they watched the Jewish neighbors being dragged out of their homes and persecuted. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk, she says. Spot on, my girl. Let me go to the phones real quick. Steve from Tennessee on line one. Steve, how you doing today, brother?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. You should be proud of your daughter.
I'm sure you are.
Listen, there's a couple of things. I agree with everything the lady said, but there's a couple of things she didn't say. I think the mental aspects of what these children are being exposed to is probably just as hard to reverse or maybe harder than the physical aspects, because I read a study a long time ago that said the first credit card somebody uses, they tend to use it for the rest of their life. First car they drive, they tend to favor that brand for the rest of their life. I think the first sexual experience and exposure somebody has tends to make an impression that goes with them for life. And beyond that, having that now planted in these kids' heads, then the parents hand them the ultimate babysitter, the iPhone. They've got words, expressions, all kinds of things that they can learn quickly once they learn to read and write just a little bit to search on, that exposes them to just everything that is it's impossible to describe and keep your license in place. But I think that's the ultimate goal, is to clone these kids into being just like the ones that are trying to do this exposure to them.
Totally
agree. That's what I think the real goal is.
Totally agree. Totally. They're not only normalizing it, they're wanting it to become the next generation. That's exactly what's happening.
Dude, they are recruiting these kids. It's not, you know, they call it grooming. No, it's even deeper than that. I mean, they are trying to get in their heads as early as they can because they know it's going to be there forever.
Wow. Steve.
That's my two cents.
That's perfect. Spot on, brother. Let me jump on to one quick call real quick before we hit the break. Thomas from Athens. Thomas, we got about a minute and a half. How you doing?
I'm good. The kudos to your daughter and the gentleman that just called. Exactly right. People's minds aren't fully formed. All the neurons aren't connected until they're about 26, plus or minus 2 years. So 10-year-olds, they cannot make decisions for themselves. But you can implant. They have been implanting socialism since 1950. They took our kids that. Now they're doing this. Oh, racist. Now, we've been for the last 10 years, they've been implanting the whole idea that they're racist if they're white. So it's just another, the progressives never stop wanting to take your kids in whatever way. And by golly, it's really time to stand up. And local school boards, superintendents of schools, that's where it's at. And abortion for kids who are with their parents out, not even knowing it. They can still do that in about 17 states.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, Thomas, you're spot
on,
man.
They're taking it. They're taking our kids.
They're trying. But we like you said, though, we got to take the stand. Thomas, thanks for the call. Thanks so much. All right, we're going to take the break. I have a feeling this was not going to end, Boomer. I got more material. I think we got callers that are fired up.
Yep.
Listen, I'm just going to go ahead and say the phone lines are open. You want to call in on this? They're trying to take our kids. Well, how do you feel about it? Transgender sports. How do you feel about it? The idea of monetization of transgender therapies and surgeries because it's profitable. How do you feel about it? The idea of drag queen story hour and just trying to normalize sexual behavior in front of our kids. How do you feel about it? 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text and call. We'll be right back. And we're back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right. I'm talking this show airs down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, from Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden. We got parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. I got a caller that held on during the break, so let me just honor his time, and thank you. Fuzzy from Town Creek. Fuzzy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to put it in a different perspective. It did cross my mind as I was listening to you talk on your last segment there. What do you think these parents that are pushing for this early transition, if you want to put it that way, if their 8-year-old come up to them and said, "Mom, Dad, I want to be green. I want to get a head to toe tattoo. Just make me green," you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I'm sure that would go over like a lead balloon, man.
Exactly. You know, why would it be any different with something like this?
And it would probably cost about the same as the surgery. So, but
yeah.
Wow. That's a great point. You know, and do kids make wise decisions? Well, no, they're still kids. They're still learning. Yeah, I could see it, man. I could see it. I want to be a lizard today. No, Johnny, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, and you know, there's the 3- and 4-year-olds that they want to wear their cowboy costume that they got for Halloween, you know, for 6 months after that.
Absolutely. I mean, I did. I wanted to be Captain America, you know, just saying. But
exactly.
Fuzzy, spot on, man. Appreciate the call. Thanks for calling in. Hey, real quick before I go to the next call, what you got, Boomer?
Exactly what y'all were just talking about is how many adults do you know now look back and say, "Man, I was so smart, and I wish I would have done what I said I was going to do when I was 5,
yeah.
8 years old."
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many adults that say that. Right?
That'd be no. real quick, I got to tell y'all, ZLA Solutions has been with us since the show began. And at ZLA Solutions, they are doing an epically good job at getting people back to work. Jobs and people, lining them up. At ZLA Solutions, literally, if you're looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got great jobs posted all over the northern part of the state with major manufacturers and business leaders. But if you're also an employer and you need to fill out the ranks of your workforce, ZLA Solutions can do it. They do a lot of business end solutions, you know, logistics, quality and control, and sorting and containment. But they also, by the way, their bread and butter is staffing. They'll get you direct hires, temps, onesies and twosies, or they can do an entire shift, like blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. All the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, they can take care of it. ZLA Solutions. Check them out at ZLAUSA.com and tell them you heard about it on the Right Side. Let me jump over to line 2. You know what? I've been wondering where he was. Is that Jeff from Indiana? Jeffro, how you doing, buddy?
Jeff in Gatlinburg right now.
Oh, well, good. You having a good time?
Well, I've been missing in action. Oh, yeah, I've been having a blast.
Good.
Getting ready to head to Nashville for a night. You know, Phil, on this subject, it's time to bring back stigmatism. because... This stuff ain't right. We need to shut the closet door. The closet door's been open too long now, and everybody's come out. And it's time to make it, you know, to say this isn't right. You know, it's really not right. And, you know, if you want to be that way, fine and everything, but don't shove it down my throat.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with us looking at something and going, you know what, that's wrong. And they're going to try and label us a homophobe for daring to question the behaviors. But we're not saying you can't be gay. What we're saying is stop trying to change my kids' lives.
Exactly. And everything's for attention. That's why these unicorn people dress up funny and, you know, it's look at me, you know, and everything. They're just attention hogs. It's like, I'm tired of seeing it all.
I know. But you know, what I think is too often happening is that some parents who want to be the cool parents or the accepting parents, they think it's nothing more than like a clown coming to the birthday party, and it's not. It's hypersexualization of kids.
Yeah, and that's just it. It's we're doing sexual stuff with kids that are way too young. It's just, and people are saying, well, it's okay because we can't, you know, they're gay, and we got to let them do their thing, you know. Well, no, we don't have to let them do their thing. It's just, protect our children. Our children don't need to grow up seeing all this stuff.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, if a guy was gay and wanted my kid to rob a bank, would I say that was okay? And the answer is no. And the same is true here. Did we lose him? Is he still there? Anyway, hey Jeff.
I'm here.
Oh, you're there. Well, Jeff. Hey, listen, man. Have an amazing time. I mean, you're in Gatlinburg at the time when the leaves are all changing color and all that. So blessings on you, brother. Have a great time.
It's beautiful here. Have a good one, Phil.
All right, we'll see you. Listen, I got a text from JT. Where'd that text go? Let me find that real quick. Yeah, JT from Lacey Springs texted in. So I've got an article that goes right along with it. He said, I don't know if this is going to be on point or not, but I thought I'd let you see it. How did he put this? It may be a bit off subject, but here's an interesting article concerning trans and sports. And it's basically an article from Breitbart. And it says that high schools in Cherokee County, North Carolina, have canceled volleyball matches against one school, and that school that they canceled against has a transgender athlete, a boy living as a girl, who injured another girl at a recent game and basically jumped up, did a spike smash on a ball and just crushed this girl on the forehead, causing severe head injuries. And it, first of all, shouldn't have been in the match. Shouldn't have been there. It's a girls' volleyball match. And so this guy living as a girl is now causing other schools to cancel their matches. JT, thanks for the heads up. Got a piece here from Fox News dated June of this year. Americans overwhelmingly oppose transgender athletes in female sports, a poll shows. Majority of Americans believe that greater social acceptance of transgender people is good for society, but they overwhelmingly reject transgender women being permitted to compete in sports against biological women. A Washington Post University of Maryland survey released Tuesday, this is back in June, asked a random national sample of adults whether they think that transgender women or girls should or should not be allowed to compete in sports with other women. Basically, should dudes compete in women's sport? The majority, 58%, said it should not be allowed in college or professional. 55% in high school. I mean, where's the other 45%? What are y'all doing? And then a whopping 68%, even though they didn't all vote this way, 68% said they agree that transgenders would have a leg up against biological females. But it's happening in schools right now. Look at this Cherokee County, North Carolina place situation. Am I good on line one there, Boomer? Yeah, let me grab that real quick. Line one, Mark from Huntsville. Hey, Mark, how you doing? I'm sorry. Line one, Mark from Huntsville. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. What's on your mind?
I have two sons that were in Boy Scouts, and I'm still helping out with Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we have to do every year is a youth protection training, and it's a good program. I mean, it's because it helps us to be able to determine, you know, predators. But it just drives me crazy with the way things keep moving. They keep moving the goalposts. So, I mean, for us as adults and parents, it's really hard to determine, okay, if this is acceptable and this is acceptable, you know, how do we determine, you know, what is right and wrong for our kids? It just seems to me, that makes it very difficult, whether you're in sports, scouts, or if you're involved in any type of school activity, when they keep telling us that, oh, no, this alternative lifestyle is okay. You have to accept it.
Yeah, it's a great point. You know, and to your point, Mark, about you know, we're supposed to be first responders or reporters. I would say this, and I think I'm sure you do, but I would say to all my listeners, always err on the side of the kids. So if you're questioning whether society is allowing that to happen, and you're not sure whether to report it, just report it, and then get it in writing that you reported it. Let none of us be the guy who didn't say something because, you know, they've softened the edges on this thing. Let's go ahead and report it and let them reject it, but don't not report it.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Mark, good call. Thanks for what you do. Got a story here, another one on Fox. Fox has been all over this. GOP bill would end federally funded drag queen story hour and other sexually explicit programs for kids under 10. I looked at this and I thought, what? Stories dated yesterday. Dozens of House Republicans have proposed new legislation this week that would prohibit the use of federal funds for sexually explicit programs such as the wave of drag shows and drag queen story hour events that have popped up across the country. Representative Mike Johnson's Stop the Sexualization of Children Act is an attempt by the GOP to prevent taxpayers from funding events they say expose kids to sexualized themes and radical gender theory programs at young ages. I thought, wait a minute, surely to goodness we're not spending money, our taxpayer dollars, on this stuff. I mean, I get where, like, a drag queen story hour, but then you realize, oh, it's happening in a public library funded with public tax dollars at the local level or the county level, or maybe they received a federal grant. As examples, too, Representative Mike Johnson's office said that federal funds have been used through the Department of Health and Human Services to arrange drag queen performances for kids. Said the Department of Defense has been funding drag shows at military bases. His words are, HHS and DOD funding should be used to keep our country healthy and safe, not to stage burlesque shows for children. Totally agree. But then he goes one step further. Another story on Fox, dated just, this is October 7th, so not quite 2 weeks ago. American Rescue Plan funds went to LGBTQ Center that hosts drag story hours for kids at public library. Yeah, here you go. COVID-19 relief funds from President Biden's American Rescue Plan Act went to the Queer Cultural Center in San Francisco that hosted drag story hours and face painting for children. The ARPA Act, which Democrats passed in March 21 without any Republican support, was billed by the Democrat Party as an economic necessity for getting the country through COVID. The National Endowment of the Arts received $135 million, awarded grants to hundreds of organizations. According to those NEA records, a $150,000 ARP grant was awarded to the Center for Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Art and Culture, known as the Queer Cultural Center in San Francisco, to support personnel expenses. In June, that same place hosted a drag story hour for children offering face painting at San Francisco's public library. According to its website, QCC promotes social justice and the artistic and financial development of the queer art and culture. QCC is supported in part by an American Rescue Plan Act, says their website. And it goes on to have some other amazing things that the same organization supports and promotes, which I don't even feel like I want to read out on the show because of the way they describe them. Those are tax dollars, and they are being used for that. I got a caller on line four. Yeah, let me grab that real quick. Line four, Colin from Decatur. Colin, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to chime in on the whole exposing children to drag queens thing. Now, I don't have children myself, so I've been asking friends of mine that have children, and they're all in the same vein of agreement, mothers and fathers, that I am, of if I had a child and you exposed my child to a drag show, it's not going to end well. So my concern is, everybody, you know, saying words, violence now and stuff. I honestly see there's a chance of that actually turning into actual violence. I mean, and then they've already, you know, called parents domestic terrorists for disagreeing with the school board. So I'm really concerned that this is going to blow up super fast if they get the wrong person's kid.
Well, you know what, Colin, that's a great point, and we got to go to a break, but your point is certainly well taken, and we're not advocating for violence at all, but I agree with you. I think they're going to keep, I know you're not, but I think what can easily happen is just like you said, the wrong parents' kids are going to be exposed to something, and that parent's going to take action, and it's going to get ugly. And that's another reason why they need to consider that going down this road with our kids, well, when the mama bears and papa bears get aggravated, bad things can happen. Great call, Colin. Thank you for calling in. Boomer, we're running late, man. Let's take it to the last break of the day. We'll do that and come right back and wrap it up. I knew this segment was going to go on. I had a triple dipper, but I had a feeling. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, you've heard me talk about my friends at Riley and Jackson Law Firm. And when I say they're my friends, I mean that with all sincerity. I know these folks personally. I have worked with them as an attorney. I've also just worked on issues with them before. These are some solid folks. Riley and Jackson Law Firm, they're based out of Birmingham, but they work statewide. And I heard, like, one of the things that really got me recently was I heard about this Camp Lejeune water contamination stuff, and then I heard they were working on it. So I thought, well, who better to tell me? So I called them and I said, fellas, what's the deal? They said, Phil, there's like 19 different confirmed illnesses attributed to a confirmed water contamination at Camp Lejeune. It's real. Wow. So here's the thing. They told me, if you were at Camp Lejeune, and you might have been there for TDY, training, permanent duty station, you might have been a dependent of a service member, anywhere from between 1953 to 1987, you may have a claim that you can make, and they can help you with it. They will not charge you for the phone call. And listen, they've got like multiple decades of service in the legal community helping make people whole because of the wrongs perpetrated by other people's negligence. It's what they do. They're good at it. So you ought to call them. Here's their phone number, 205-879-5000. That's Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. No charge for the phone call. On that Camp Lejeune thing, they're not even going to charge you unless they get a claim, you know, on behalf of you or someone you lost. Riley and Jackson Law Firm, 205-879-5000. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. And here's that thing I got to do. No representation made to Quality Legal Services before it was graded Quality Legal Services before other lawyers. Bam. All right. Let me jump over here real quick. I got a bunch of text messages. So like Chuck from Oneida, Tennessee says, the Bible says God made them male and female, therefore there is no such critter as a transgender. I don't disagree with that. Brian from Huntsville says he's sitting at home having some hot tea to calm down. Said Boomer had the best comment so far, saying it's against God's will. You are so correct, Brian. Thank you very much. And Boomer was correct too. Paul from Athens just flat says no. I get it. Rita from Scottsboro says, how many of our kids are identifying, so to speak, in quotations, because they're being bullied for being white or being straight or being male or being female? Kids are afraid to speak out because of all the bullying from the left. I agree, Rita. Perfect point. Jeremy from Huntsville had a couple of points. He said, several points. He said, when Moses was born, Satan went after the kids. When Jesus was born, Satan went after the kids. Something big is coming. How do I know? Because Satan's coming after our kids. Wow. Wow. And then he says, too, so why is it that Mrs. Doubtfire and the Wayan brothers in White Chicks were not called drag queens? Because drag is different than a disguise. Interesting point. Interesting point. Leanne from Huntsville, they have no shame, she says. Daryl from Huntsville says, we're nailing it today. And I said, thank you, sir. Harold from Huntsville says, one thing we need to remember when dealing with the left, we have to remember they are consistent. They will not stop ever. Example would be gay marriage. They fought that fight consistently till they got what they wanted. So once you win a battle, look for the next attack because it's coming, and they have the money and the agenda. I agree, but we got to stay in the fight there, Harold. I know you're not saying otherwise. And then Tammy from Newmarket talked about the verse from Luke 17 about putting a millstone around their neck and catching them in the sea should they cause one of these little ones to sin. Cliff from Athens says, I suspect that the larger entity promoting the drag shows understands there is a possibility of violence. It's part of the calculus. If it happens, it will be used to continue to say, look how big the people are, and then demand more protections. It's a trap. I agree, Cliff. That was a perfect point that we had a minute ago from our previous caller, too, is they're trying to bait some of these things in. I say we take the stand. We make ourselves known. We don't let it just go by. But don't get sucked into the violence trap, because then they win. They either win by getting our kids or they win by getting punched in the mouth. But let's just make sure we make our points known and hold people accountable and say, not on my watch. Not on my watch. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, great day. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. Y'all have an amazing night. We'll see you then. Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain.